Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding on daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Let's just remind ourselves what we're talking about. We're in the sugya of Osa Nipul. If you have an Evra Meduldal, the animal has a limb that is a dangling limb. And then a major event happens to the animal, Shchita or Misa, either it's Shechtir or it's Tam dies. So does that major event cause us to reevaluate the status of that limb? Kolzman, that the animal was alive and the limb is dangling from it, so the limb is still part of the animal. But now that the animal goes through this major event of Shechita or of Misa, does that cause us to reevaluate, well, wait a second, maybe that limb wasn't really part of the animal. Maybe that limb now is considered as if it had fallen off the animal already, and it is like Ever Min HaChai. So we had the comment of Rabbi Yochanan yesterday, or the way some understood Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef understood from Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone agrees, Shem Misa Osa Nipul, Ve'ein Shechita Osa Nipul, that if the animal dies, so then it's considered that the limb was not attached to the animal. But shechita does not make nipul. Shechita does not make it that the limb had fallen off of the animal. So the Gemara had said, wait a second, you're telling me that misa osa nipul and ain shechita osa nipul? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, we already know both of those things, that misa tanina, shechita tanina. So we read yesterday that the misa tanina, because we learned that Mesa habehema habasar tzarech hechshir, that when an animal dies, the meat on that limb requires hechshir. Now the halacha is that something that is already tameh mishum nevela doesn't need hechshir lekabel tumah. It's only something that's not tameh mishum anything yet. It's only just meat. It's food. It's like any tumas meichel that it's not tameh yet. It requires hechshir in order to become tameh. Ve'ever mitameh. And the Aver is Mitami Mishum Aver Menachai, but not Mishum Aver Menanavela. That's Rameir Shchita. That's Rameir Shita. So that's how we know that already, we already know the din of Misa. Shchita Nami Tanina, and we already know the din of Shchita. Because Nishchita HaBehema Huchshuru B'Dameho Divrameir, Reb Shimon Amalo Huchshuru. We have Machlokas whether when you shecht the animal, the dam of that animal is going to cause the basar to be hukshar lekabel tumah. But the point is that it needs hechshir, because we're assuming that the behema is not that the fact that you shechted the animal does not make it that it's already tameh. It's going to need hechshir. So says the Gemara, imeahi hava amina mai hukshuru abasar. No, I might have thought that the hukshuru that we're talking about, you can't ask me tanina, that I already learned this in the brisa, so we're about 10 lines up on Ein Gimelon Beis, because had I only had that brisa, I would have thought that when we say hukshuru, that it doesn't have its own tuma, and that it's only hukshuru lekabel tuma al yadei the dam, that's only going on the basar, because even if you hold shechita osa nipul, even if you hold that when you do the shechita, we consider the dangling limb to be something that fell off of the animal and is therefore ever menachai, but havale basar aporish menachai v'tar. But if you were to just isolate the basar, not the entire ever, just take a piece of the meat off, so that's going to be tar. Hilchach itzrich, so Rashi points out, hilchach itzrich Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. That's why we need Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef to say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that ain't shechita osa nipul. So, frak the Gemara, how can you say that brisa was only talking about the basar, that the whole question of hukshuru, not hukshuru, is only on the basar, val hukshuru katani, in the plural. So how can you say that it's only going on the basar? Sounds like we're talking about plural. So says Gemara, mal detem echad the basar aporish min behema, v'chad the basar aporish min ever. Now, one might have thought that when it says hukshuru in the plural, it means, but it's only talking about basar, but it's talking about both basar that's porish from the animal itself and basar that's porish from the Aver. Says Rashi, Chad the basar porish min a behema shoy medul dol ba kodem shchita, Kediktanya Aver Vabasar Muldudalin Bebehema, meaning basar that was dangling from the behema, but it wasn't part of an aver that was dangling from the behema. It was just flesh that was partially cut and dangling from the behema. And Vachad the basar Shaparish Mina Aver La Achar Shchita. And one is a basar that's parish from the aver after you do the Shchita. So Umay Ulme Dahai Mehai. Now, why would I think the basar parish Mina Aver is any stronger than basar parish Mina Behema that I need a separate brisa to teach about both of them? So Salka Daita Chamina, Hol Matami Tumma Chamura Agav Aviv, I might have thought that since it become the basar of the Aver Minachai is tame with the Tumma Chamura, it's tame like a nevela, Agav the Aver, Emaloli by Hechsher. So I might think, even as basar alone, when it's not part of the Aver, it shouldn't require Hechsher Lekabel Tuma, because it's already subject to a much more severe Tuma in its role as part of a larger Aver. So when it's separate as just basar, I would think it at least doesn't require Hechsher. Kamash Milan, therefore I need to be told that it does require Hechsher. Period. Amr Rav Yosef, Nekot Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Biyadecha. He says you should accept Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef's presentation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef is the one who said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees Misa Osanipul and Ein Shchita Osanipul. Why should you accept his interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? The Rabba Barbrachana Koyikavasei, because Rabba Barbrachana had the same interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. He presented Rabbi Yochanan's opinion exactly the same way. Where do we find that? The Tanya, Basar Besad the Shefa Lo Sochelu. What's that pasuk teaching me? Basar Besad the Shefa Lo Sochelu. Lahavi Ha'ever Va'Basar Hamudulin BeBehemo B'Chayu Ba'Ov V'Shachtan Shein Asurin. That it's coming to teach me that if you have an aver or basar that is dangling from a behema chayv ha'ov, and then you shecht it, that aver, that basar, are aser, that they're not nitar with the shechita. Va'amar Rabba Bar Chana, but here's the line we're looking for. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabba Bar Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein bahen ela mitzvos prosh bilvad. What does it mean, mitzvos prosh? Says Rashi, ela mitzvos prosh bi alma midrabanan. That all they have is a mitzvos prosh bilvad, is a mitzvah midrabanan, an iser midrabanan, to stay away from it. But midal raisa ein shchita osanipul. Shchita does not make it that it has, that it's considered as if it has fallen off already and that it's aver minachai. No, midrabanan, we got to stay away from it. But on a dal raisa level, ein shchita osanipul. So you see that that's how Rabba Bar Bachana understood Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone agrees ein shchita osanipul. So Rabba Bar Bachana and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef are on the same page in terms of how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Now, there is a question. The Rashba raises the issue. Is there an Isser for a Ben Noach of an Eivra Meduldal? Meaning, we're saying that Midra Banan, we treat it like it's Eivra Menachai. Midar Raisa, it's not Eivra Menachai. Midar Raisa, it's Nidra Alidei the Shechita, right? It's no problem. Mitzvah's Prosh, Midra Banan, there's a mitzvah to treat it like it's Eivra Menachai. So is there such an iser to give the Avram Adulthal to a Ben Noach? Do you say that you're not allowed to give a Ben Noach even Avram Menachai Midrabanan? Or there's only an iser to give a Ben Noach Avram Menachai Midarai? So the Rashba writes, it's Mutter Lo Shita Le Ben Noach. You're allowed to give it to a Ben Noach since the whole iser is Midrabanan. Meaning, even though the iser Midrabanan is Mitam Avram Menachai, but since it's only Midrabanan, Bnei Noach are not Chayv Lo Sasur. They're not included in Isurim Midrabanan. And therefore there's no iser to give it to a Ben Noach. However, the Sefer HaTruman Hilchus Treifas Simon Chav Gimel writes that Midrabanan there is an Isser to be Moshita Leben Noach since it has a din of Eivra Menachai Midrabanan. So the place he explains that even though the whole Isser is only Midrabanan, it's not Shaykh Nisr Midrabanan and Ben Noach, but when the Chachamim said you have to treat it like Eivra Menachai, the Chachamim were saying treat it like Eivra Menachai. And just like you would never give Eivra Menachai Midaraisa to a Ben Noach, treat this the same way you would treat Eivra Menachai Midaraisa. And therefore therefore don't give it to a Ben Noach. That is all within the understanding that mitzvahs prosh bilvad, in ben el mitzvahs prosh bilvad, means that it's only an isser midrabanan. However, there's a whole other understanding of what that line means. The Rambam Machal Sasurus Parkei Halacha Vav writes that an Aver Hamaduldal is asr mina Torah. It says in ben el mitzvahs prosh bilvad, it means that you don't get malchus. Meaning when it says all you have to do is stay away from it, it means, yeah, that's it. You stay away from it, that's midaraisa, you stay away from it, but there's no malchus on the Eivra Meduldal. So the Magen Mishnah explains, why wouldn't there be malchus on the Eivra Meduldal? If it's a daraisa, so why wouldn't you get malchus on it? So he explains, because it's like a chatzishir. Since we only learn it from a riboy in the pasuk, we treat it like a chatzishir that you don't get malchus on. So Prichadu says, what are you talking about? When something is learned from a riboy in the pasuk is a chatzishir. Meaning if it's a riboy in the pasuk, that's enough of a riboy to teach us the Yisr, should be enough of a riboy to teach us the Malkus as well. By Chatzishir you don't get Malkus because the Torah says that something is an Yisr of Achila, and Achila is defined as a Gezayis, and you eat a Chatzizayis. That's a Chatzishir. What does this have to do with a Chatzishir? Very shver of art. So says the Pri Chadash that no, the reason the Rambam holds you don't get Malkus is because from that riboy of Basar B'Sada Treifa, what did the Gemara say? What do we see from Basar B'Sada Treifa? That we learn two things. That we learn Aver Meduldal and an Aver Ayotzei. So it's a lav shabachlalos. We learn two separate isurim. If you learn two separate isurim, it's a lav shabachlalos. So there's a separate rule that a lav shabachlalos say no can a lav. So Prichadash tries to bring a raya that the Rambam is correct. So again, on a very fundamental level, Rashi says that the whole isur is only midrabanan. The Eivor Meduldal is only ever minachai midrabanan. The Rambam says Eivor minachai midaraisa. So you just wouldn't get malchus. So Prichadash brings a raya to the Rambam that the isur of Eivor Meduldal has to be daraisa because in the Tosefta it says that there's an Isser for a Ben Noach to have an Avraham Meduldal. If the Isser is only Midrabanan, there are no Isser Midrabanan for a Ben Noach. So Maritzchias points out over here on the staff, Maritzchias points out that even according to the Sefer Atruma we mentioned before, that Lefishitas Rashi, that it's a Midrabanan, you're still not allowed to give it to a guy, but this Tosefta is still a Raya to the Rambam. Why is Tosefta right to the Rambam? Tosefta says that there's an Isser for a Ben Noach. Sefer Truma holds, even if it's Drabanan, there's an Isser to give it to a Ben Noach. Says Maritz Chiyas, even if it's Drabanan, there's an Isser for a Jew to give it to a Ben Noach. But there's no Isser for a Ben Noach himself to eat it, because there are no Isserim Drabanan and Ben Noach. What's the lumdus? Why is there an Isser for a Jew to give this Eivor Menachai Midrabanan to a Ben Noach? Because the din Drabanan is, treat it like Eivor Menachai Doraisa. So the Jew has to treat it like Eivor Menachai Midoraisa. A Jew can't give it to a Ben Noach, just like he can't give Eivor Menachai Midoraisa to Ben Noach. But is Ben Noach allowed to eat it? Absolutely yes. A Ben Noach doesn't have any Isserim Midrabanan. So that's what Eretz Chiyas points out. The Raya from the Tosefta is independent of that Sefer HaTruma. You could even accept the Sefer HaTruma and still understand that the Tosefta talks about from the Goy's perspective, that the Goy is not allowed to eat it. If the Goy is not allowed to eat it, it must be an Issur Midaraisa. It must be considered Eivor Menachai Midaraisa. The Ar Sameach says, no, not a Raya from the Tosefta at all, says the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shechita Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis. Why? Because you could say that the reason that Eivor Meduldal is Asur for Ben Noach is because why do we consider Eivor Meduldal only an Isser Midrabanan for a Jew? It's because a Jew has a din of Shechita, and therefore the Shechita is going to work on the Eivor Meduldal. But for a Ben Noach who doesn't have a din of Shechita to begin with, so the Shechita is not going to work to make the Eivor Meduldal anything but Eivor Menachai. You're not going to say that the Shechita is going to be Osa Nipal. Ben Noach, where there is no din of Shechita, so the entire Behema, when it's shechted, it's kemosha mesa, so the mesa is also nipal, meaning that by Ben Noach, there's no difference between shechita and mesa. By the Ben Noach, when you shecht it, so that's its mesa. And the halacha is mesa is also nipal. So b'shas shechita, it was not a chelik of the behemoth, it was already also nipal. It turns out, Sefer Menachai, vis-a-vis a Ben Noach, but it's not Sefer Menachai vis-a-vis Yisrael. That's how the Ar Sameach understands it. Depending which perspective you're looking at it from, the Yisrael's perspective, the Ben Noach's perspective, you come out with two completely different dinim in terms of whether it's Eivor Menachai on the Doraisa level or not. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitin. Yes, Rav Yosef came to Rav Huna, Rav Yosef came. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna and he was saying, Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Achla Lazeh Loke, that if you eat the Aver Amadul, you get Malkus. Amalei Rumi Rabbanan, Lo Tatisulei, no, don't listen to him. Hachim Rav Yosef Shmuel Bar Marta Mishrei Rav, Achla Lazeh Ina Loke. Because we learned that if you eat the Aver Amadul, you don't get Malkus, because, like we just said, Mitzvahs Prosh Bilvad. Whether you say like Rashi that it's only Darabanan, whether you say like the Rambam that it's the Raisa, but you don't get Malkus, bottom line is you don't get Malkus. So it's we paskin mitzvahs prosh. So Rav Huna ananama nismach. So Rav Huna says, okay, now that you taught us that, which shita should we follow? Should we assume that you do get Malkus or that you don't get Malkus? So Hadrinu Rav Yosef la'ape. So Rav Yosef turned away in disgust. He got all upset. Rashi says, Bikas. How could you ask me such a silly question? How do we paskin? So Amalei, my kushya. He said, once you're asking it, though, I'll give you the answer. Well, what's your question about? Ki amri anda b'misa da osanipul. Ki amri hu b'shchita da ina osanipul. When do I say you get malchus for Eivir Min HaChai? That's by misa. That's if the animal dies, where it's osanipul. When you're telling me that you don't get malchus, that's by shchita. By shchita, where it's ina osanipul, good, then we're going to say ein ben el mitzvahs prosh bulvad. But by misa, of course you're going to get Malkus. How could you ask me such a question? It's not a stira at all. They're two totally different cases. Now, Rashi happens to point out, Kiyami anad deloka mishum evim renachai v'misa dos nipul v'ashmiach harav delo mishum nevela masrinin bay eli mishum evim renachai. Meaning, if the animal dies, so the whole animal is a nevela anyway. So what do I care if it's osen nipul or not? Rashi's asking a very fundamental question. The animal's aser. Why? Because it died. It wasn't shechted. It died. An animal that dies is a nevela. So the whole thing is aser. So you're going to tell, oh, but the limb, it's ki'ilu, it fell off before. It's therefore an Eivir Min HaChai problem. Well, who cares whether it's an Eivir Min HaChai problem or it's a nevela problem? Either way, it's a problem. So Rashi says, no, here's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is when you give hasra for the iser. That when you give hasra, you have to be specific about what iser the person is about to violate. So you see a person about to eat this Eivir HaMeduldal of an animal that had died. So what do you tell him he's about to violate? Do you say, oh no, you're about to violate Eivir Min HaChai, or you better not do that because you're about to violate Nevela? So B'Kivegir, the Gilui Nasha says, that's the Nafkamina Rashi picks. He says, Tamuli, Amai lo amrin kepshuto. Deiver hu kezayis im hagidim va'atzamos, delegabi Nevela avi chatzi shir. V'chei Nafkamina lo shito lebenoach. The shir of Achila for Nevela is only, the nevela is only din in the basar, that the basar has a din of nevela. So let's say you eat an aver that's exactly, aver menachai, that's a kezayis, with basar, gidin, vatzamos all put together. So the din of aver menachai is chal on the basar, the gidin, and the atzamos. So you eat a kezayis of basar, gidin, vatzamos all put together, so that if the isser that you're doing is aver menachai, so you did a shir shalim, you did the full isser. But if the isser in question was only nevela, well, then it was only a chatzi shir because he had less than a kazayis of basar. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't understand why Rashi picks that nafkamina as opposed to his nafkamina. He thinks he has a better nafkamina. Okay, Amar Ravim. Now I'm also Dharm Rabban Miso Sanipal. Where do we find that the Rabbanan hold that Misa Osanipal, where did the Rabbanan get the idea from that Misa Osanipal and Shchita Ein Osanipal, that when the animal dies it's considered that it's the Eivir Medudal is Eivir Menachai, but by Shchita it's not Eivir Menachai, it's not Osanipal. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says V'kol Asher Yipol Alav Mehem Bimosam Yitma, that the Pasuk says anything that falls from them when they die in their death is Tameh. L'mutemai, what's the Torah adding with the word Bimosam? If it's coming, tell me, as opposed to during life, it already says minivlasam. Nevela by definition means that it's dead, so we know that it's not alive already. So what's bimosam coming to teach me? So it must be this pasuk is teaching me the concept of bimosam. When there's misa, that's when it's osanipal. V'kol asher yipol, the way the pasuk reads, kol asher yipol alav mehem bimosam yitma. When there's a nipal, when in having a misa, that's when we assume it's tamei mishum evir menach. But shchita is not osanipul. So Amalei Rav Ad Bar Ava L'Rava V'akrom Shrotzim Ksiv. That's such a stretch, because if you look at the actual context of the pasuk, it's not even talking about behemos. We're talking about shratzim, and shratzim is not shayich shchita. So the whole thing of saying, oh, it's only misa, not shchita, there is no such thing as shchita by Yisharetz. So what are you even talking about? How could you say that the pasuk is coming lafuke shchita? So amalei, imenu when you're the shratzim, delavne shchita ninu tenei when you're the behema. Yeah, but sometimes you have such a concept of imenu inyan, that a pasuk in its original context doesn't fit because it has nothing to teach me in its original context, and therefore must be teaching about something else outside of its original context. And that's what's going on over here. Enochinami, can't be teaching me a din in shratim, because shratim, you're right, are not b'nei shchita anyway. And therefore I don't need bimosam, because even b'shchitasam it's considered bimosam. So it must be that it's teaching us a din in behema, that only misos and nipal, not shchita. So vakati b'bayle ke'en misa, lach mitami veshmi en mitami. Wait a second, I do need bimosam for something in the world of shratim. And that is to teach me that shratim are only mitame when it's still in a similar state to the state that it's in immediately after death. Namely, it's still moist. But if it's completely dried out, then ain't mitamim, then it's not going to be mitame. So I do need bimosam in the world of shratim. How could I just say yameno inyan and apply it elsewhere? So tre bimosam ksivi. It says bimosam twice. And that's the idea, that it says bimosam two times. So one to teach me in the world of shratim, that it's lachim, velo yaveshim, and one to teach me miso senipal vein shchita senipal. Amar chisam machlokz be'ever du uber chai, aval be'ever du uber meis tibri akol shchita o senipal. The whole machlok is only on an aver of an uber that's alive, but an aver of an uber that's dead, everyone would agree shchita is o senipal in such an aver. V'rabba amar machlokz b'zeh, kach machlokz b'zeh. And Rabba would say that the machlokz applies evenly, both an aver du uber chai as well as an aver du uber meis. Fine. Ben Shmon Achai. So if you recall, the Mishnah had discussed if you have a Ben Shmon Achai, an 8-month fetus that came out alive. The very end of the Mishnah said, "Ein shchita sumita raso lefi shein b'mino shchita." The shchita of a Ben Shmon Achai, a fetus that was not viable because it was only 8 months of pregnancy, but it came out and it is still alive. Shchita will not be mitar mide nevela because there's ein b'mino shchita. So it says the Gemara of Atanya, Ben Shmon Achai yochiach sha'afal pishi yesh b'mino shchita ein shchita sumita raso. But we learned in a brisa, in a separate machlokas about what's going to be mitar mide nevela, what's not, that Ben Shmon Achai was used as a raya, because Ben Shmon Achai, even though we said she yesh b'mino shchita, the shchita is not going to be mitarit. So how can you say that Ben Shmon Achai is ain b'mino shchita? So Rav Kana, yesh b'mino shchita agavimo. A Ben Shmon Achai is included in shchita if it's a ben pakua. If its mother gets shechted while it's only in its 8th month of pregnancy, so the fetus is included in the shechita. V'tani didan mina di'imei lo paruch, and our Mishnah isn't talking about the mother. We're talking about which there's no shechita b'mino of the child, that the uber itself has no shechita. Ulahai tana de paruch treifa de shechitasam ta'arasa minalei. So the tana that includes according to that tana that's asking by how do we know that that shchita of a treifa will be mitaher midei nevela? Why don't we learn instead that from a behema tmeya, that just like a behema tmeya, shchita doesn't help to be mitaher it, that a treifa also shchita does not help to be mitaher it? Where do you get the idea that that shchita does help to be mitaher a treifa? So nafkli midravi damarav, we learn from midravi damarav, damravi damarav, amri lav masnisa tana amakra v'chiyamos mina behema, mixas behema mitamo, mixas behema ena mitamo. That mixas behema is mitame, mixas behema is not mitame. Vezu zu, zu trefa, shashachta. So that's what's the mixas behema that's not mitame? A trefa that you shacht is not mitame. Mishum nevela, it's mitari, mide nevela. Fine. Bayer of Hoshia. Hoshia is the other lame behema v'shach ben teskai mai. What if a person sticks his hand in the womb of the mother, of the behema mother, and shechts a ben teskai? He takes a knife, sticks it inside the womb, and shechts the baby. The baby is already a viable fetus. It's already a ben tes, and it's alive. Does that shechita work? Meaning, what we know for sure is that if you shecht the mother, that would work for the fetus. does it work to shecht the fetus directly in this case? So Tibayil Rameir Tibayil Rabbanan. It's a shayla both according to Rameir and according to the Rabbanan. Which Rameir and the Rabbanan? It's the Rameir and the Rabbanan we're about to see in 10 lines from now in the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. If you look, take a quick glance, so the Rameir writes, if Matzah ben Tishachai, the second to last line, Matzah ben Tishachai, you find a viable 9-month fetus inside the mother, Toun Shechita. That still requires Shechita. Essentially what Rameir says is that the din of Ben Pakua doesn't apply if the fetus is already a viable fetus. The din of Ben Pakua will not apply to such a fetus. So Tibayil Rameir v'Tibayil Rabbanan, our Shaila of sticking the knife inside the mother's womb and doing the Shechita is a Shaila whether you hold the din of Ben Pakua Shaykh for that fetus or whether you hold the din of Ben Pakua is not Shaykh for that fetus. Tibayil Rameir, it's a Shaila according to Rameir holds that Ben Pakua is not a din that's Shaykh over there. Ad Kano because maybe when does Rav Meir say that even a Ben Pakua needs its own Shechita and that the Shechita of the mother is not good enough? That's only once it was already born, once it already came out. Not born, once it was already taken out, it's already Yotzei L'Avir Olam. But if you do the Shechita in the mother's womb, it's not ready for Shechita yet. It's not a Bar Hachi and the Shechita is not going to be Matirit. The Shechita won't work on such an animal. Not that it's going to be mutter without shechita, because Rav Meir holds that Ben Teschai is not mutter without shechita, but we're saying, even though it's not mutter without shechita, maybe shechita doesn't work on it yet. You have to wait till it's Yotzei L'Avir Olam for shechita to work. Odilma afil l'Rabbanan, or maybe we could even ask, even according to the Rabbanan that hold that the shechita of the mother does work, so still we want to know, does the shechita work directly on the fetus as well? Maybe the Torah says the achidish that the shechita works even when you do it on the mother. But of course, if you do it on itself, then it's for sure going to work. It's ki'ilu, the animal has 4 simanim of which you only need to shech 2. You could either shech the 2 that it has on its own body or the 2 that its mother has on its body. So that's the shayla. You stick the knife in and you do the shechita. Birechem. So what's the din? Some Rabbi Chananya, Tashma, Harishanol, the Trefa Minabetan. The Isa Mishkachas, the Daisal Shasa Kosher, Di Ibai Ayl Yadavishachta. One of the riots that were brought of something that never had a Shasa Kosher was something that was born as a Trefa. So never had a Shasa, there was never a time where you could do Shechita. Right? That was one of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah. But is that true? If you could stick your hand into the womb and do Shechita, so how can you say just because it was born a Trefa that it never had a time where you could do Shechita? Maybe while it was in the womb it wasn't yet a Trefa and you could have done Shechita then. So how could the Mishnah just matter-of-factly say, oh, this is something that never had a Shechita, never had a time where you could have done the Shechita? So Amalei Rava Tani Shenotzra Trefa Minabeten. That the way you have to learn it is not that it was born a Trefa, but that it was Notzar as a Trefa, meaning even as a fetus it was already a trefa. And that's the case where it never had shechita. How do you know? They didn't have sonograms. How are you going to know that even as a fetus it was already a trefa? So mushkachas lebalas heiraglayim. It's an animal that has 5 legs. 5 legs is a trefa, and that's something that didn't just happen on its way out of the birth canal, right? That's something that obviously happened very early on in its development, so it's already notzar as a trefa minabaten. So the Gemara had raised the possibility that even according to the sheet of Rav Meir, that a ben teschai requires shechita, that's only, and shechita would work on it, and it requires shechita, there's a full din of shechita on it, that's only when it's yatza la'avira olam. But if it's not yatza la'avira olam, then there would be no din of shechita on it. So the Rashba writes that you could say that since it's b'mei imo, what's the svara? Why is it? Meaning, Bishlama, you want to tell me that when it's not yatza la'avira olam, so it's included in shechitas imo, fine, I hear that. But Rameir holds it's not included in Shechitas Imo. Ben Teschai, when it's inside the mother, it's not included in Shechitas Imo. So if it's not included in Shechitas Imo, why can't you do a Shechita on it directly? What's the Svara that while it's still inside, you can't do a Shechita? So the Rashba says, maybe B'mei Imo ain't Siman of Chashuvim. The animal's still developing. And the Siman, so long as it's still inside the mother's womb, the Simanim aren't considered. Chashuva Simanim, the Taz uses this to ask on the Pesach of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if you have a matlis prushal tzavar behema, I think we mentioned this when we discussed the psulim of shechita way back when. The Rambam writes that if, let's say, you take a cloth and you put it over the neck of the animal and you do shechita underneath that cloth, so the shechita is pasul mishum chalada. It's considered chalada means to dig under. That just like you're not allowed to dig under the skin and then do the shechita, so you can't do the shechita underneath a cloth. Now, wait a second. If you can't do shechita underneath the cloth, why are you allowed to do a shechita underneath the rechem? You're sticking the knife into the rechem of the mother. That would be even worse, l'chora. How could you even possibly suggest such an idea that you're doing the shechita inside the rechem? Why don't we say it's also mishum chalada? So the achronim are mitarits that kasha, the kasha in various ways. Kasha mishnah in the, I'm sorry, the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef writes that it's not shaykh to asu the shechita mishum chalada before it's yotza la'avir olam. The chalada is only a psul that's nogeya once it's yotza la'avir olam. Before it's yotza la'avir olam, there's no din of chalada. So Prima Gadam says, what does he mean by that? So what he means is that the whole list of chalada is only b'makom that you could have shechted it without having it covered. But b'makom that the only way to shecht it is with the knife being covered, like when it's still berechamimo, then there's no psul of chalada. The Kudus HaKesef also answers another answer. He says, since the psul of chalada is only that, since whether there's a din of a psul of chalada, whether chalada passes the shechita, is a bayid loif shita in the Gemara. So you could say that Rav Hoshea was only asking bederachim timtzilomer, that im timtzilomer that there's no such din as chalada. So then, what would be the halach if you shech b'meimo? But in a chinam, if there is a din of chalada, so then this would fit that din. The Nekudas HaKesef also says, third answer, the Isra of Chalada is not Shaykh when you shecht an Uber Me'imo, because is there an Isra Chalada if I shecht indoors? The animal is covered. I'm shechting underneath the covering of this roof. No, this is only an Isra of Chalada when it's very tightly covered. The Rechem Imo is like the bias of the behema. So since it's like the bias of the Ubar, it's like shechting an animal indoors. That doesn't make it an Isra Chalada. It's like the house of the Ubar. That's the Nekudas HaKesef's creative way of answering. The Levush writes that Be'emes, the reason that Shechita doesn't work when you shecht the Ubar Mei Behema is because it is Chalada. I mean, the Levush says that we paskin that it doesn't, you're not allowed to shecht Mei Imo, and the reason is, taka because of Chalada. So all the Achronim ask on the Levush, how could you say a different reason than the Gemara gave? Rav Hoshi is asking, no, that the reason that it shouldn't work is because it's lo yotzalavir olam. What he's talking about? How can with chalada? How can you make up your own reason? So Tvor Shar explains that what he means is that Rav Hoshi was only asking if shechita works for an ubar only on the tzad that there's no chisaron of chalada. But lahalacha we paskin that this is a chisaron of chalada. So therefore, the whole shayla Rav Hoshi was never asking within this tzad. The way we paskin it is a shayla of chalada. Okay, says the Gemara fight, the Mishnah. Hashokas behema matzva ben shmona chai. You shecht a behema, and inside the behema you find a ben shmona. It's only 8 months through the pregnancy and it's alive, o mace or dead, o ben tisha mace, or a 9 month pregnancy but it's dead, koro motzias damo. So you can rip it open, but you don't have to do a shechita on the fetus, because that's the din of ben pakua, but you still have to take the dam out. The dam is still aser. Mata ben tisha chai, but if you find a living ben tisha inside, ta'un shechita, it's going to need shechita. There's no din of ben pakua. V'chayim osa espino, and it needs shechita so much that if you do shechita on it, it's included in the din of osa espino. You're not allowed to shecht the mother on the same day. Div Rameir, that's Rameir shechita. V'cham rama shechita sim matarasa. V'cham say no. The din of ben pakua covers even when it's a full viable living fetus. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yomer afilu ben chamei shonim v'chorish pesod shechita sim matarasa. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, I don't care how viable it is. It could be 5 years old already and be the best ox in the whole field. It's being your entire field, still the shechita zimo was good enough, and it's not going to require its own shechita. Karu matzaba ben tes, as long as it was the mother was shechta, well, it was still inside. Right now, it could be 5 years later the shechita of the mother is going to work. Karu matzaba ben tes chai ton shechita v'fi shelo nishchta imo. But if you rip the animal open, you didn't shecht the mother. You just tore the mother right open, and you find a ben tes chai. You find a living, viable fetus inside. Then that fetus is going to require shechita because the mother never had a shechita. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim deal with over here. Is the Achronim deal with is what's the chiddush? Of course, the whole din of ben pakua is only when you shech the mother. If you didn't shech the mother, of course the fetus is going to require shechita. That's the kasha the drisha asks. So the Meiri explains the havamina is that according to the chacham that the shechitas ha'aim works for the ubar. So therefore, there's no din of shechita for the ubar because the simanim of the ubar are the same as the simanim of the mother. So the mishnah's mechadish that the dalit simanim achshe berachmana, and you're still allowed to shech the ubar. meaning that that ta'un shchita means the chiddush is not that it requires shchita, the chiddush is that shchita works for it. You might have thought that the only way to be matir in ubar b'me'imo is there are only two simanim that you're allowed to shecht on it, and that's the mother simanim, not the child simanim. And therefore, by killing the mother without doing shchita, you lost any chance at shchita for this animal. So no, kamash mulan, that dalet simanim achshu b'rachmana, that there are four simanim that you could shecht. You could shecht the child simanim or the mother simanim. So the child simanim is also good. Fine. Amar Abuzar Amar Boshia, lo hilchubo ela aliske shchita b'lvad, that this whole din of Ben Pakua is only in regards to the halachos of shchita. So lemutei mai, as opposed to what? What are we not relying on the din of Ben Pakua for? Lemutei chelbo v'gido comes to tell me that the chelev and the gid, if you find the living animal inside the mother, the chelev and the gid are still aser. So chelbo d'mai, what kind of chelev are you talking about? Ile mechelbo d'shlil, if you can say that we're talking about the chelev of the actual fetus, some if pligi, that's not muskam, that's a machlokas. The tanya gid anasha noig b'shlil v'chelbo aser divra mei Rabbi Yudah marei noig b'shlil v'chelbo mutar. So you see that there's a direct machlokas between Meir Rabbi Yudah about the chelev of the shlil. V'amar blazar Rabbi Hoshia machlokas ben tes chai v'alach ramei l'shitaso Rabbi Yudah l'shitaso. And the machlokas is when we're dealing with a ben tes chai, and this is ramei Rabbi Yudah l'shitaso. Does the shchita, the mother, help to be matir the ubar when it's a ben tes chai? The ramei holds it doesn't, and therefore the chelev is going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't, therefore the chelev is going to be mutter. So that can't be the chelev that we're talking about. El chelev of the gid. It must be that we're talking about the chelev of the gid. So it says Gemara, but that's also machlokas miflok pligi. Titanya gid anashim mechati tacharav bechal makom shuhu vechotek shmeino meyikaro divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer gomo mashofi. So that's a discussion whether the chelev of the gid is going to be aser or not. That's a machlokas. It's not something that's muskam according to everybody. So Ella. So what? So now we have to go back to the drawing board. What did we say? That Rabbi Lazar Amar Raboshi had a comment that when we have this din of Ben Pakua, it only helps for shchita related inyanim. We thought that meant it doesn't help for chelev and gid, and that's. But we just proved that that can't be the case. That it does help for chelev and gid. No. What do we mean that it only helps for shchita related inyanim as opposed to what? Eliyit mar hachiyit mar. Amar Lazar Amar Raboshi lo hilchubo el aliske achila bilvad. Not that it only helps for shchita related inyanim. It only helps for achila related in Yanim, for eating types of things, like Chelev, Gid, and the Heter of the end, Shchita. Lemute, as opposed to Rovo v'choreshbo, as opposed to, do you consider this its own separate animal for the Isser of Revia, for the Isser of Charisha, with Beklayim? Does it count as its own separate animal? So, Amar Abshim ben Lakish, Ledivri Amatir Bechelvo, Matir Bedamo, Ledivri Oser Bechelvo, Oser Bedamo. So, by the way, I mean, does it? The answer is yes, it does count as its own separate animal. That's what we're saying, that Ben Pakua is only a din in regards to can you eat the fetus. But is the fetus an animal? Absolutely the fetus is an animal. There's nisr to be roveya, there's nisr of bestiality on the animal, there's nisr to be charish beklayim with the animal. It's 100% a full-fledged bona fide animal. So Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, L'divri amati b'chelvo, amati b'damo, L'divri oser b'chelvo, oser b'damo. The chelev and the dam of the Ben Pakua are going to have the same status. If you hold that the chelev is mutter, the dam is mutter. You hold that the chelev is aser, the dam is aser, and vice versa. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Aflu Divrei Amatir B'Chelvo, Oser B'Damo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it could be that the Chelev is Mutter, but the Dam is Aser. Say, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Koro Motzias Damo. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, I'll prove to you that the Chelev could be Mutter and the Dam is Aser, because it says, Koro Motzias Damo, that when you have a Ben Pakua, you don't have to shef to rip it right open, but you need to take out the Dam. Apparently the Dam is Aser, even though the Chelev is Mutter. So I'm Rabbi Zeru Lomer She'ina Nushkaris. No, that's just to tell me that there's no matir bedamo. When I say that that the divrei matir bechelvo matir bedamo just means that there's no iser kares on the dam, but of course the dam actually is asur to eat. That's all we meant. So leman ka'amri l'Rabbi Yehuda lo ye'el dam atamtzis. But wait, we're talking within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the chelev is mutter, right? Rabbi Yehuda is one that holds the chelev is mutter, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should only be considered like dam atamtzis. The danya dam atamtzis ba'asar Rabbi Yehuda mer bi kares, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is kares on dam atamtzis. So why Why should there not be kares? So Tirgum Rav Yosi Breid Rav Sila Chasida Kamed Rav Papa Isil Rav Yudah Dam VeKol Dam Kol Heich the Mechayev Adam HaNefesh Mechayev Adam HaTamtzis. Whenever you would be chayev on the dam HaNefesh of a given animal, you're chayev kares on the dam Tamtzis of that animal as well. Dam Tamtzis is the other blood, the regular circulatory blood, not the dam HaNefesh that comes out at the time of the Shechita. VeKol Heich the Lo Mechayev Adam HaNefesh Lo Mechayev Adam HaTamtzis. And whenever you wouldn't be chayev on the dam HaNefesh of that animal, like by this fetus, maybe you're not going to be chayev on the dam HaTamtzis either. We'll just read the question and then we'll be done. Ibayilu. So we'll just start us off for tomorrow. Mao liftos be ben pakua. We keep on discussing to what extent does the ben pakua have a status of its own animal. So do you have a chiv pidyon? Pidyon peter chamar when it's a ben pakua. Is there such a din of pidyon? Okay, so we'll pick up with that tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.